Okay, let's begin. Attention, attention, calling all looters. This is the birthday assignment.
You got 5 seconds to tell me where you buried the loot. Where's the loot?
I don't know who's got the loot. I don't know if anybody's got the loot.
Hello, looters. Welcome to the Movie Loot Live. My name is Carlo, and I'll be leading this special assignment episode. If you've been listening this year, this is the episode where I usually meet with a guest to choose the set of categories of what to watch. But since this is the month of August, my birthday month, I wanted to combine that with what I've been doing for the past 3 years, which is to choose a set of categories of films to watch and open it up for friends and listeners to recommend something as a sort of gift for me, and that will be my loot. So for that, I already have a set of categories from which I'm going to choose 5, and anybody that joins can help me choose from this and maybe even recommend a film that fits that category. I'm going to share that list on Twitter and see if anybody comes up with any recommendations of what film to watch. So I'm going to share the categories that I'm going to choose from. So you can see, there you go. Those are the set of categories that I'm going to choose from. And like I said, I'm going to choose 5. And let's see what I might want to watch this month. And I think I'm going to start with one that I really included in this set earlier this week because I really wanted to watch something from him. And it's a film from William Friedkin. I included this category because he was born in August 29. Unfortunately, everybody knows that he passed away a couple of days ago. And I really wanted to watch something from him. There are a couple of films from him that I haven't seen. And I might choose one. Most notably, the one that I want to watch is Sorcerer. It's one that comes highly recommended. So this is my first category, a film from William Friedkin, director of The Exorcist, director of The French Connection, Bug, Killer Joe, and countless of other great films, who sadly passed away a couple of days ago. So that's my first category, a film from William Friedkin. The one that I'm set on, like I said, is Sorcerer, but if anybody has any other recommendation of a film from William Friedkin, please feel free to share it on social media or wherever you engage with me, and I'll see if I can consider it. Although, like I said, I'm pretty much set on Sorcerer. So let's see what other category I would like to choose from. I think I'm going to choose, this is one that has a lot of possibilities. So I'm going to go with a film from the 80s. I grew up in the 80s, so there are a lot of films that I might want to rewatch, a lot of films that maybe I haven't seen yet. So maybe that would open up a lot of possibilities of what I can watch from that decade, a film from the 80s. So I have 2 categories already, a film from William Friedkin and a film from the 1980s. Let me see what else I can choose from. This is a category I like a lot. I enjoy films set on a plane. So I think I'm going to go with that one as my 3rd category, a film mostly set on a plane. And that is because National Aviation Day celebrated in August 19. So that's why I'm including that category. So I have a film mostly set on a plane. There are a lot of, maybe I can watch Plane with Gerard Butler, but there are a lot of great films set on planes. And I have 2 categories left. Let's see. With the number 8, a film with a title that starts with the letters O or P. I think I'm going with a film from the Sight and Sound Greatest Film List, whose ranking includes the number 8. And I'm going to check what we have in store there from that list. So I'm going to go with that one. So I have 4 categories already. A film from William Friedkin. I'm more or less set on Sorcerer, but I'm open for any suggestions. I have a film from the 1980s. Lots of great options there. I have a film mostly set on a plane. Lots of great options there as well. A film from the Sight and Sound Greatest Films list, whose ranking includes the number 8. I'm going to check the list and see what is available. And for the final category, I always like to choose an international one. And I put a couple of great countries here to choose from. And I have a film from Jamaica. I have a film from Switzerland. I have a film from the Ivory Coast. And I have a film from Kyrgyzstan. I think that when I was researching or looking for what to choose, I think that Ivory Coast was the one that I guess I had more options, but Jamaica is tempting as well. I always wanted to see what is available from Jamaica. So I don't know. I'm torn between those two, Jamaica or Ivory Coast. I think I'm going with Ivory Coast, mostly because I saw that there were a couple of Oscar-nominated films for the Foreign Film Award that came from that country. So there might be more options available from that. So there we have it. Five categories already chosen. I have a film from the Time and Sound Greatest Films list, whose ranking includes the number 8. I have a film from the 1980s, a film mostly set on a plane, a film from William Friedkin, and a film from the Ivory Coast. Five categories that will be my assignment / birthday loot for the month. I will share this list of categories on social media. So if you have any recommendation of what to watch for any of these categories, just feel free to get back to me and recommend anything. And what will happen is that I'll have what's left of August to watch those five films, fit those criteria. And at the end of the month, I will share my thoughts on them. But I will also reach out to anybody that recommends anything, so you can also share your thoughts and I can play them on the show or read them, whatever you need. I can share them on the episode. So thanks to everybody for listening and stay tuned for our next episodes. This week, we dropped the Disappointing Loot with Sean from Review It Yourself. Today, we also recorded Dead July Loot with Darren Lucas, where we talk about what we saw in July. There was special episode 18 released a couple of weeks ago, I think, where I talk about one scene from LA Confidential. So there's a lot of stuff out for you to catch up with. If you haven't already, follow us on Twitter at TMML2021 and me personally at TiffCGT. Also, listen to The Movie Loot on every podcasting platform, where you'll find our catalog of all episodes from all these 3+ years that we've been doing this. Thanks to everybody for showing up. Everybody have a good night and let's grab the loot.